My next guest, Yael Osowski, is a consumer and technology advocate, journalist, and writer. He is deputy director at the Consumer Choice Center. And he's here today because there's a new Privacy Rights Act that magically exempts the government and gives more power to the government by way of the Federal Trade Commission, if I'm understanding what I'm seeing here. Yael, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve. You are absolutely correct.
All right, so tell us about this. So we need more privacy, more security, and we get none of it. How magical.
Yeah, I mean, look, in the current situation in the U.S. is that you got a couple of states where you have a privacy bill. You got California, you got Virginia, Vermont, Oregon, you got a handful. And people have been clamoring for a national privacy bill for some time. And I totally agree. I think we need something like that. And they've been kind of cooking them up. There have been Democratic proposals, Republican proposals. The latest one is supposedly bicameral, bipartisan. So we have an agreement between Senate and House, Republicans and Democrats, and we have the latest iteration, the American Privacy Rights Act. And, you know, we look through this. There are some good measures, I'll admit. Very good stuff. Transparency. You know, basically any firm has to tell you what they're going to collect from you as a consumer, as a user of their services. But then you start getting into the nitty-gritty, and you find that all government agencies are exempt from any of these recommendations, any of these requirements. A. B, everything is going to be weaponized through the Federal Trade Commission, which we know right now has been very hostile to different innovators in the free enterprise economy. And then lastly, you also have a kind of brand new private right of action. What that does is it kind of allows anybody to sue any company on their own using any statute in this bill, which is fairly broad, meaning you just kind of have a bonanza of lawsuits. And if you actually have a real issue, if you've actually been harmed by something in the judicial system, by any company, public actor, private actor, you're not really ever going to find any recourse because our courtrooms are just going to be filled to the brink with many of these kind of junk lawsuits.
Yeah, with garbage junk lawsuits. So, all right, give me an example of this weaponization against innovators. Give me an example of something that's happened that you can share real world experiences with people.
Yeah, for the FTC, you know, they've kind of since Lina Khan became the chair of the commission there at FTC under President Biden, we've seen just an outright attack on American enterprises. And it's anything from grocery stores. They don't want to allow grocery stores to merge, even though it's a very low margin industry. They're going after companies like Apple. They're going after Meta. And they're going after Amazon. And, you know, you as an American might not like some of these companies for some reason.
I want Anthony, pull up bite number one here, if you would, please. Pull up bite number one. I knew I had this for a reason. Now I know what that reason is. If you can pull up that involving the Sheetz gas station franchise being sued now by the Biden administration, go ahead and play that.
Sheetz is being sued over its hiring practices. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed the suit this morning. It claims that the way Sheetz bases employment on criminal records disproportionately screens out Black, Native American, and other multiracial applicants, and that this violates federal law. The suit does not accuse Sheetz of being motivated by race when making hiring decisions. We have reached out to Sheetz for comment, but so far we have not heard back.
So, Yael, here we are, a company that says we don't hire convicted felons, being sued by the Biden administration for racial bias because it unfairly targets, they claim, Black, Brown, and other folks. Is this what we're talking about right there?
Well, I think that's one of many examples. There's another one against Elon Musk, sort of the same example. They say at SpaceX, he's not hiring enough immigrant researchers, but because he's dealing with a lot of national security projects and launching government satellites into the sky, he's actually not allowed to. So there's just generally in the Biden administration and a lot of the independent agencies, there's just generally some kind of feeling against innovation, against capitalism, and they're kind of enshrining this piece by piece into law. And I'm afraid that's what's going to happen with this new privacy bill. I wish it would actually protect consumers, would protect Americans, but it's just not doing that right now.
That's nice. So basically, we're on the short end of this deal again. And those that are on the cutting edge of creating new things, great things, being Americans, being, you know, mindful and exploring and creativity is all going to get punished here to the point that the little guy is going to get ground up again is what it sounds like to me.
I mean, we're still very good. The American enterprise system, you know, our great sort of balance of power. We're much better off than the Europeans, much better than Latin America, a lot of other places. So in terms of talent, you know, if you want to build great companies, if you want to serve customers and users, the U.S. is still the best place to do so. So I think there we always have a natural advantage. We just have a particular administration and all of the agencies that essentially get all of their power from the administration right now, just wholly against free enterprise and letting consumers choose. And I think that's been very problematic. The good thing about this bill, though, is it's only a discussion draft. It hasn't been introduced yet. We as Americans still have adequate time to speak up about it. We can still write our representatives. We're doing our part in trying to get this stuff public, discussing it, because there is a need to have privacy. But again, the government needs to be put on that list too. We can't exempt them. We can't grant them all the power without warrants and everything else. We have a system for a reason. So as long as we can do that, enshrine good principles, allow innovation, then we can actually protect Americans' privacy in a good way.
Yeah, we have a system for a reason, so that the Biden administration can ignore it outright. We've seen this from forgiving student loans to all sorts of other things. They don't care what the courts say. They don't care about much of anything. They'll do as they please, and nobody's going to hold them accountable. It's sad, y'all. That's just, I mean, we see this every day. They flaunt their power, and nobody can seem to bring them back into line. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of questions about the rule of law. You know, What are our institutions supposed to do? Are they supposed to uphold this system and allow every single person to live out their dreams? I still believe so. I think the institutions are strong. Many people were worried about Trump, but the institutions held, and I think they'll continue to hold. So I continue to be optimistic. I believe in tech innovation. I believe in allowing consumers to choose, individuals to choose. We have a great system in the United States. We should keep on defending it and protecting it. And I think that'll only make the lives of our children and our grandchildren that much better.
Well, yeah, I'm an optimist myself, so I'm going to hope you're right. Yeah, Al Osaski, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Steve. All the best.
Really appreciate it. There you go. Look, I'm an optimist, too, but once again, the government empowers the government. Shocking, right? I'll be right back. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got